Backwell Playhouse presents The First Second Christmas by James C. Ferguson.
Joseph!
Yes, Mary?
Did you remember to fix the shutters?
Yes, Mary.
Joseph?
Yes, Mary.
Did you remember to clean the stove?
Yes, Mary.
Joseph?
Yes, Mary.
What was the other thing I wanted you to do?
I don't know.
I know there was something else.
Isn't there always?
Did you fix the shutters?
You already asked me that.
What did you say?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I fixed the shutters, I cleaned the stove, I cleaned the mats, I sheared the sheep, I wrapped the presents, I got more oil. Oh, also, and did I save my entire family from a crazed homicidal king? Yes.
Don't be hostile.
I'm not being hostile.
Fran thinks you're hostile.
Who's Fran?
She lives next door.
Is she that really pretty girl?
So you think Fran's pretty, do you?
I didn't say that, Mary.
I'm not good enough for you anymore, am I?
No, that's not. Look.
A woman has a baby and it's time to move on, is it? I see. I understand.
Mary, you're the one that... I didn't even know what her name was. You're my wife. I love you. I don't want to argue. I'm sorry. I'm very tired. It's been very busy. There's been...
It's our son's first birthday. It's a big day. It's important. He has brought us all so much joy and gladness. We have to rejoice at his birth. He's a miracle. He's the son of God. I want everything to be perfect. Look at him. He's beautiful. I love him so much. What's that?
It's a pomegranate tree. Just a little one. I thought on this day it might be nice to spruce up the place. Oh, no pun intended. It looks nice, don't you think? Plus, it helps get rid of the tapeworms.
Do you have a tapeworm?
No.
Do I have a tapeworm?
Not that I know of.
Then why do we need it?
It's pretty.
Was it expensive?
No.
Why are you decorating it?
It's a day of celebration. I wanted to celebrate. Also, it's pretty. Also, did you notice? It's shaped like a triangle. Look, the Father, the Son, and the Holy...
Where's the Mother?
What do you mean?
Shouldn't it be the Mother, the Son, and the Holy...
Ghost?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not... I mean...
I'm the one that gave birth to him.
I know, but...
Do you know what that did to my body? It's never going to be the same again. What did you do? Nothing. Literally. You just stood there. You didn't even impregnate me.
Well, to be fair, I was never really given the opportunity. I can try to do that now if...
I don't like it. He's going to grab it. Pull it over. Try to eat it. He could choke. He's just a baby. We can't have things like that in the house. If you want to decorate something, decorate the sheep. He doesn't like sheep. So you think Fran's pretty, do you?
Hello?
Mary.
Balthazar! Gaspar! Melchior! You came! Wonderful, thank you.
You look beautiful.
You'd never, ever be able to tell you just had a baby.
Oh, you. Stop.
What are they doing here?
They're our guests.
You didn't tell me we were going to be having guests.
You can't have a party without guests.
You didn't tell me we were going to be having a party.
You can't have a birthday party without a party.
Who's this?
That's Joseph. He's my husband.
Oh, yes, of course, your husband. I remember now. Hello. Wonderful to see you again on this very, very special day. Why do you have a tree in your house?
I thought it looked pretty.
Is that a wise thing to have in the house with a baby?
No pun intended.
That's what I said.
May we gaze upon him?
Of course. Here.
He's getting so big.
Beautiful.
He's a little gassy today.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of one Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
I cannot believe it has already been an entire year.
We brought hats.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. You've travelled so far. You must be famished. Would you like something to eat?
No, we do not wish to impose.
What do you have?
I just made a fresh loaf of bread. I also have bread and bread.
We'll have bread.
Joseph, would you get our guests some bread, please? And wine.
Oh, yes, that would be good. Yes. Happy birthday.
This is a special day. His day. We all have birthdays, but his should be unique. His day requires a nom de plume, that is, his own. Do you not agree?
From this day forward, today, this special day, shall be known throughout the world as Christ Day.
Yeah. Happy Birthmas.
Happy Fornication Day.
You want every holiday to be a happy fornication day.
Don't you?
Christmas.
What?
What about Christmas?
No.
These are for you. Merry, happy, whatever.
Merry, that's... Thank you, but we do not need gifts. It is his day.
I know, but it seemed appropriate. Today's special. It's celebratory. It seems like the sort of day where we honour our friends.
Neither give heed to false fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying which is in faith so to do.
Whatever that means.
I didn't know we were giving people gifts.
Oh, well, isn't that... I don't know what to say.
It's frankincense.
Yes, I know. Thank you. What did she give you?
Myrrh.
I thought you'd like it.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes, I most... Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
I got a duck. She kept the gold.
What gold?
She doesn't even remember. Oh, shut up.
You don't like your gifts?
No. I mean, yes.
Oh, they're lovely.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
What is it now?
Do you know what you've done?
It's all right, Jacob.
Joseph?
Oh, she means well.
It was a very nice gesture.
Shut up!
What?
Those are the gifts they gave you a year ago.
Except the duck.
You just gave them back.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you're still just mad because you're not the one who impregnated me.
Perhaps...
I could try.
Are you joking? I'm exhausted, husband. You think you're tired. I don't even know what day of the week it is.
Friday. No, Saturday.
We don't even hold hands.
I'm not in the mood.
Ever.
My nipples are so raw.
Yes, well, this has been,
I need your support and your help. I don't need you following me around drooling. I'm so stressed my head is going to explode. Being a mother is challenging enough. Being a mother to him...